So I was brought up in a Christian household. I'm from Yonkers, New York, and we went to church every Sunday and did the midweek services. And my parents were very active serving in church. They're not pastors, but they just were, you know, they prayed and they did the ushering. And so I felt like I was always in church. And so that was my life. But if they didn't just say they were Christian and then live their lives however they wanted to, I saw them pray. I saw how they prayed with their friends and how they read the Bible and how they even taught me to pray and to, you know, understanding Jesus and why he died for our sins. Of course, I'm a child. I don't really understand why he died for our sins, but they're teaching me this. So this was my life growing up. My parents always fought. So that kind of shaped my view on relationships, but that's another story. But nonetheless, they loved God. And so I was always in church. And they noticed that I loved to sing and dance. So they made sure I was in the church choir, the youth dance team, everything church related. They also invested in me doing ballet and musical theater and things like that. So they didn't like shun me from it, but they were very much like, let's do it in church, do it in church. But as I got older and saw how restricting the church setting seemed to be with, you know, you can't sing this way, you can't dress this way, you can't do this, you can't do that. It was a lot of limitations and borders. And I felt kind of hindered, and church seemed very boring and very structural and predictable in a sense where, you know, it's whack, and doing ministry for God, living for God is a boring life. And so as I got older and started discovering VH1, MTV, BET, and seeing these music videos. And I remember the first time I saw a woman singing, it was Whitney Houston. I was about 4 or 5, and she was singing "I Will Always Love You." And I was enamored by her voice and the music video. And she was just singing in a way that I've never heard before. And I remember thinking, I want to do that. And so that is what kind of introduced me to the world of the music industry. And church just didn't compare to what I was seeing on TV. Right. So I was like, when I'm 18, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to really go out there and try to make it, because it just seems so amazing.
It's very interesting how that was working in your mind. And I wonder how your relationship with God was working alongside of that. Now, I think you believed in God, but obviously you weren't all in on it. So can you explain how you're viewing it during those teenage years that you just mentioned?
Yeah. So again, my parents, they were praying parents, and they always encouraged me, hey, did you pray before you go to bed? Like, did you read your Bible? So it was very much instilled, like, this is part of your life, whether you want to do it or not, did you do it? So I remember being like a teen and laying in my bed, being upset because a boyfriend dumped me, or I don't like how I look, like those genuine teenage feelings, but feeling like I'm with you, I love you, like feeling that literal like presence of God. But I didn't fully understand, but I knew, my God, you're real. I know you're here. I just don't know how to engage you. So because in my mind, you're so far away, but yet I hear this loving voice. And when I say here, it's not with my ears. It's just like this, it's in my spirit. It's like, I know, but what's presented and what I'm seeing in life, what's happening through my friends and through the pressures of life, it's screaming much louder than that still small voice. So it's making it easier for me to pursue. Let me just go ahead and dance and have boyfriends and, you know, have fun. And hey, let's audition and do this for real. And my mother encouraged me to go on audition. She would take me to modeling auditions. She was always there to make sure there's no funny stuff, but she was all about it. And so I remember my first experience in the industry